Coming up, your weekly roundup of news from around the haunt industry. Welcome to the show. I'm Philip. On the HAN show, we bring you the haunt news, information, and education you need to prepare for Halloween. On Tuesdays, we bring you a roundup of news from haunts worldwide. Read more about these stories and so much more in our free weekly newsletter. Subscribe at the link in the show notes. And as always, for the news roundup, I'm passing it off to Daryl.
Celebrate halfway to Halloween on both coasts with an impressive lineup of events this weekend. The East Coast Haunters Convention in Oaks, Pennsylvania, takes place this weekend, April 27th and 28th, at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center. The fun begins even before the show opens with a Thursday pre-show haunt tour and Friday haunt tours. The Thursday, April 25th tour features Legends of the Fog in Aberdeen, Maryland, Laurel's House of Horror in Laurel, Maryland, and Markoff's Haunted Forest in Dickerson, Maryland. The Friday morning tour visits Eastern State Penitentiary for a lights-on tour of three haunted houses, guided hospital tour, backstage access, and Q&A with the creative team. The Friday night tour features Pennhurst Asylum in Spring City, Pennsylvania, and the Bates Motel and Haunted Hayride in Glen Mills, Pennsylvania, both offering full shows with actors. The expo itself will feature a lively show floor, networking events, entertainment, competitions, educational seminars, and more. Come and see the inaugural Haunt Olympics, dress to impress for the costume contest, and cheer on your fellow haunters in the Screamin' Hot Sauce Challenge and Frightful Family Feud. Tickets are still available, starting at $60 for Saturday show floor access, $50 for Sunday show floor access, and $75 for Saturday and Sunday show floor access. The Spooky Swap Meet takes place this weekend, April 26th through 28th, at the Heritage Museum in Los Angeles, California. Come shop among the spirits for a one-of-a-kind Halloween treasures. Dress in your Halloween finest, cosplay is encouraged, to trick-or-treat at Manor's hosted by Adam Jess FX, a Mr. He Slasher, Art Sideshow, a Farm Haunt with Samhain's Lot, LA Haunted Hayride, Sanatorium Emporium, Stage Fright Theater Company, and Vamp and the Fiends. This year will also feature shows, mini haunt walkthroughs, and an interactive ghost hunting experience by Adam Jess FX. Tickets have officially sold out and will not be offered at the door, but stay tuned to their social media for any updates that may occur. The Anaheim City Council gave preliminary approval to the Disneyland Forward proposal with a 7-0 vote. Once in place, the Disneyland Forward agreements will allow Disneyland to develop attractions, retail, and hotels on land currently reserved for parking. The council still must give final approval, which is expected at next month's meeting. We've been on a nearly 70-year journey to get here tonight, and the future is indeed a bright one for both the Disneyland Resort and the City of Anaheim, Disneyland President Ken Potrock said. Through this collaborative planning process, together we can build a strong, more vibrant community with thriving local businesses and enhanced benefits for residents, and we can welcome visitors from around the world with one of the greatest cities in the United States. Disneyland has not yet announced which projects it will develop on the land. Evermore Theme Park in Pleasant Grove, Utah has permanently closed. Featuring a walkthrough village, train ride, and live performers, the 12-acre Evermore was open seasonally for summer, autumn, and winter special events. The park shared the announcement of the closure on their website, thanking fans for all their support throughout their years of operation. In an interview with Utah news station ABC4, Brandon Fugel, property owner of the 12.75 acres that housed the park, stated that Evermore Park failed to make their business and operating model work. He has already placed the land under contract to a very well-capitalized group who is not only keeping the 27 existing old-world structures intact, but finishing everything with new improvements. Further details about this group and specific plans for the property have not yet been released. Midnight Syndicate announced they will not be performing at Cedar Point's Hallow Weekends, Sandusky, Ohio, this Halloween season. We made the announcement because we know some fans had started planning trips, said Edward Douglas of Midnight Syndicate. We are using this time to explore other opportunities, including convention appearances, potential live events, and new music. According to Douglas, Midnight Syndicate continues to have a great and long-standing relationship with Cedar Point and Hallow Weekends, and he does not rule out future collaborations. Cedar Point has not yet shared any details on what may replace the musical show, with a spokesperson stating that information will come later in the season. Construction of the Dark Universe section of Epic Universe in Orlando, Florida continues. Recent aerial photos show a new classic Universal Monsters Village emerging in the horror-themed land. Follow the links in our show notes to see these photos. The Halloween and Costume Association, HCA, has announced the launch of its first annual Spooky Awards, an industry celebration of innovation, creativity, and all things Halloween. Open to Halloween product manufacturers, HCA members, and non-members alike, the Spooky Awards will recognize the best in new costumes, accessories, decor, makeup, masks, and more. Each submission will be evaluated by a panel of judges against a cauldron full of criteria, including innovation, marketability, trend-setting potential, appeal, and usefulness. Interested parties can compete in the official entry form through July 1st. Finalists will be announced October 1st, and winners will be revealed at the Halloween and Party Expo in January 2025. HCA members receive their first submission free, with subsequent entries at $50 each. Non-members can submit their creations for $100 per entry. The submission form will be available soon. Check back on the HCA's official website for details and announcements. Carnage Haunted House in Columbus, Ohio, will be closing its doors permanently at its current location. The haunt made the announcement in the April 18th Facebook post, stating unforeseen circumstances as the reason behind the closure, and thanking fans for their years of support. The Haunt Super Show returns to Hall 7 at the LA County Fair in Pomona, California, May 3rd through 27th. More details, including vendor lineup, will be announced soon. Unleash your inner demon, cutely, at Davis Graveyard with a baby demon sculpting class on Friday, April 26th from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Have you ever dreamt of crafting your very own pint-sized demon companion? Now is your chance. This workshop will teach you sculpting techniques to add horns, fangs, claws, and other demonic features to a small skeleton with monster mud or clay, materials included. Then you will paint your creation to add a touch of mischief. No prior experience is necessary. Tickets are on sale now for $65 per person. The 2024 lineup of Hallmark keepsake ornaments has debuted in the annual Hallmark Dream Book. Hallmark has once again catered to Halloween and horror fans with Halloween tree ornaments and choices to add a little scary to your merry holiday season. The fan-favorite Haunted Mansion series expands this year with the addition of Constance Hathaway, the caretaker and his dog, and the singing busts. Spooky cinephiles will enjoy new ornaments based on the 1958 Plymouth Fury from Christine, Miguel and Dante from Coco, both titular titans from Godzilla x King Kong, The New Empire, the iconic rooftop battle with a Stave Puffed Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters, and a 40th anniversary Gremlins lighted movie marquee. The Nightmare Before Christmas collection returns once again with the addition of a new Dr. Finkelstein's Lab tree topper, featuring sound and dialogue from the film, an interactive light show, and a remote that doubles as an ornament. The Halloween ornament collection will include pieces from Hocus Pocus, The Peanuts Gang, Minecraft, and more. These items will begin to release as early as July 13th. See the full Hallmark Dream Book on Hallmark's official website for more details. In film and TV news, Jim Henson's Creature Shop will return to work their magic for Five Nights at Freddy's 2. Producer Jason Blum teased a behind-the-scenes photos last week just before the announcement that Five Nights at Freddy's 2 will release in the fall of 2025. Only an armature and metallic foot were visible. Fans are already speculating which new characters may make an appearance in this highly anticipated sequel. Some upcoming events April through June of 2024 include the Spooky Swap Meet, April 26th through 28th in Los Angeles, California. The East Coast Haunters Convention, April 27th and 28th in Oaks, Pennsylvania. Monster Palooza, May 31st through June 2nd in Pasadena, California. Midwest Haunters Convention, June 7th through 8th in Rosemont, Illinois. Highlighting some of the Southern California events include Saw the Musical in San Diego, the Spooky Swap Meet in Los Angeles, California, Urban Death in North Hollywood, California, Haunt Super Show in Pomons, California, Halfway to Halloween Festival in Riverside, California. View the links in our show notes for dates of all of these events.
And that's all for the news this week. Today's episode was produced by me, Philip Hernandez, with reporting by Daryl Plunkey, post-production by David Swope. This Haunt News Update is a production of the Haunted Attraction Network, and you can sign up to our weekly newsletter at hauntedattractionnetwork.com. Support for this episode comes from Gantam Lighting and Controls. Until next time, Haunters, stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.